An evening of each week to bring you the weird, the bizarre, the insane. It's Wally Wonderlayers, things you just don't see on radio. Hello everyone, it's good to be back. I'm Wally Wonderlayer here again with another entry in our things you just don't see on radio. It's been a long time since our last program, what with the pandemic and the various lockdowns. There haven't been any events to report on because everything was canceled due to COVID-19. But with the lifting of restrictions, we're back on the trail of those spectacles too bizarre for television featuring the faces of people made for radio. This time, we're at San Gabriel State Prison during this festive Yuletide season to cover the first annual Death Row inmate production of The Nativity. Yes, it's lifers giving life to a unique production of the retelling of the birth of the baby Jesus. And what a time we've had getting here. The prison has more restrictions than candy, nut clusters in the Costco Christmas chocolate extravaganza Bon Vivant Buon Natale Feliz Navidad variety pack. We've had to answer numerous COVID-19 and security questions, and that's not to mention the nasal swabs, the anal probes, and the full body cavity searches. But was it worth it? Probably not, but let's get on with our coverage. We're a little late arriving, with the production having run for at least an hour, but let's get the inside scoop from one of the insiders. I'm approaching a heavily armed security guard for his take on the prisoner's take on the nativity. Mr. Security Guard, I say Mr. Security Guard, Wally Wonderlayer here with things you just don't see on radio. We are wondering if we could get a few words with you about this praiseworthy, powerful phenomenon of prisoner pageantry.
Hey, aren't you that Wally Wonderlayer guy from the radio?
Why, yes, the same of fame and fabulous fortune of the airwaves.
I never listen to your show. I listen to the Weather Channel.
What a pity. But moving on, what can you tell us of today's prisoner production?
Well, it's like this. The warden wanted to do something special for Christmas for the cons, so he recruited the Death Row Jailbirds to mount a production of The Nativity.
How unique, and why the denizens of Death Row?
Well, we had an outbreak of the COVID earlier this year, and a lot of the Death Row gang were wiped out along with the prison librarian and the guy in the kitchen who always made a delightful carrot salad.
A travesty, to say the least.
Yeah, that salad was pretty good. Too good for some of these guys. You see, he put in just the right amount of Dijon mustard. It's tough to get that right. Now they're having to resort to salad from a can. It's not the same.
And so the surviving Death Row inmates were given the opportunity to trod the theatrical boards in the retelling of the birth of the Holy Savior.
Yeah, it was either that or extra rations of lemon jello for surviving the pandemic.
Your warden is all heart.
He likes to think so. He even let the cons borrow some of the sheep from the prison farm. Of course, we have to do a good head count on them, sheep, before sending them back. You can't trust no one in here.
Let's give a listen to this majestic exhibition. They're just coming to the scene where the three kings make their appearance with precious gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Hey! Hark! The three wise from guys from the east approach.
Hi, I'm Linny. And I'm Deeb.
And Goose.
We three kings of Orient are proxy service guys filling in for escapees gone far.
Wait! They ain't prisoners 671-716, 761-671, and 177-166. Sound the alarm! Prison break! Prison break! Everyone back to your cell!
Oh no, it looks like this nativity has come to a swift conclusion. Oh no, we're in another lockdown. Not again. This is Wally Wonderlayer signing off. Till next time, tune in again for another episode of Things You Just Don't See on Radio, when next week's performance will feature me in front of the parole board looking for an early release. See you then.